I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Always $9.95 per month. So why would you ever pay more for a gym membership?
I don't know.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Man, I'd go all granny and
the
I would own it.
By the way, have you ever had a dude?
At the club, Club 1080.
Nope.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
I've always wanted to touch your taint.
I think he's getting fingered.
Wow.
God, clean it up, Mike.
Jeez.
You really need to get rid of those. That's what I think.
A little embarrassed right now.
Did I say that?
You need to finger that clip. Finger it out of here. Maybe finger blast it. Get it out.
God, shut up.
Yeah.
Terrible. Hey, so Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's back in the news.
Yeah.
Again today.
It was
He's in the news every day.
It was so many years ago. It was after 9/11. He's pulling the Rick Pitino defense. He has responded to this, though.
Yeah, he has.
He threw Bill Clinton under the bus.
Let's set this up.
Do we have the clip? Can we play it?
Yeah, did you clean this up, Mike?
Yeah, we're gonna have to edit some stuff out.
Mike hasn't.
Okay, works a little so blue.
This is Trump's latest controversy. He was on a bus. Okay, so remember, he was the apprentice guy. That was on NBC.
Yeah.
And Trump was going to appear on an NBC soap opera.
Days of Our Lives. You fired.
Days of Our Lives. And he was on a bus, and like an NBC bus that was taking him to the soap opera appearance, and he was talking with Billy Bush.
Yes, that Bush.
Billy Bush, who is the cousin of George W. and Jeb Bush, and he is the guy who is on the Today Show. He's that little tiny guy.
He's got a good head of hair. Kind of looks like a talk show host.
Yeah, well, that's what he does. He hosts talk shows.
Yeah,
isn't that his bag? Maybe.
I thought he was the host of like one of those entertainment shows.
Yeah, he's on Today Show. He was. He's on Today Show now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he is the co-host of the Today Show.
Yeah. He does that later hour, like when Coda and Kathy Lee are on there.
Okay, I didn't know that. I knew him from he was on Access Hollywood.
That's right. That's what he did.
That's where I know him from. But
to be confused with Mario Lopez.
No. It's a nice little career that AC Slater has carved out for himself.
Yeah.
Way to go, AC.
He's Mr.
He is
Mr. Uncircumcised.
What?
That's true.
Is it really?
Yeah, he had a reality show. Remember that? We talked about this.
I don't remember that.
Yes, Mario Lopez got his own reality show, and he talked about how his ween was uncut.
Way to go, AC Slater, in his Bugle Boy jeans.
Because he was having a baby, I think, and they were talking about whether or not they were going to...
Aha! Yeah, nip the tip, so to speak. Nip
yeah.
the tip?
Okay, so...
there you go.
Nip Trump.
The tip and do a little circumcision there and pull the skin up and sew it on. We were talking about a finger.
I bet you were.
Someone was talking about like football players that have their finger ripped off. That's what they do. They just, you pull it up and sew.
Okay, so they're on the bus And yeah. Billy, and he's mic'd. Like, they're both mic'd.
This is from 2005, by the way. I think some people are thinking this is like on his campaign bus.
No, no.
No.
This 2005.
Is 10, 11 years ago.
You know, and she's still very beautiful. I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and f her. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a but I couldn't get there. And she was married. Then all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottest in the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when you get out.
Remember,
like,
sets this up.
That is very
funny. Give me the thumbs up.
Look at you. You are a
the thumbs up. Right, you gotta get the thumbs up. Okay, can't be too happy.
First? Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her. It's
yeah, that's her, with the gold. I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Listen to Bush.
Grab them by the
whoa. Grab them by the P.
Yeah.
God.
Legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, honey. That's good legs.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Thanks, Trump. How
nice
are
seeing you? Terrific.
Good to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello, how are
nice
you?
To see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready. Let's go. Make right. me a soap star.
How about absolutely. A little hug for the Donald? He just got off the bus.
Would you like a little
okay,
hug, darling?
Absolutely.
God, Bush.
Melania
a little
said
hug
this
for the
was
bushy.
Okay.
I just got off the bus.
Bushy.
Here we go. There we go. Excellent. Well, you've got a nice co-star here.
Good.
Yes. Absolutely.
After you. Come on, Billy. Don't be shy.
As soon as a beautiful woman shows up, he takes
get over
off
here,
on
Billy.
This always happens.
I'm sorry. Come here.
Let the little guy in there. Come
yeah,
on.
Let the little guy in. How you feel now, buddy? I should actually.
It's hard to walk next to.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Yeah, you get in the middle. There we go.
It's double creepy because of what happened on the bus.
That's better.
Now, if you had to choose, honestly, between one of us, me or the Donald?
I don't know. That's tough competition.
Right there. Seriously, you had to take one of us as a date.
God, Bush.
He sounds as douchey as Donald.
I'll take both.
He's worse.
Way to make everyone really uncomfortable. Hey, I'm not saying, just, you know, if you had to do one of us.
He comes across awful.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
And he
and desperate.
He issued a statement today, and he said, here's what Billy Bush said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's no excuse, but this happened 11 years ago. I was younger, less mature, and acted foolishly in playing along with Donald. I'm very sorry.
And Donald, his response was, this was locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Yeah. And then I like this one. He says, the Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course. Not even close. Which, by the way...
Trump flipping the script, man.
I believe. Yeah. And he says he apologizes if anyone was offended.
Yeah, he doesn't really care.
If anyone was offended.
This is really going to help him with those female numbers.
It wasn't a private conversation. He was mic'd up.
Yeah, you were mic'd up.
But...
I just like that he's like, whoa. Bill Clinton has said way worse.
Yeah, it's like...
I'd like to hear that conversation between Donald Trump and Bill Clinton... on picking up women on the golf course. That I'd like to be I'd be privy to. That would be fun.
So if you didn't hear it, he said he tried to F this gal that they were meeting.
Yeah.
And he said he would like to, but the worst thing he said was grab her by the...
Yeah, he said that you don't even have to wait. You can just kiss him. He said when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. And then he said just grab them by the... You
God.
Can do anything.
That is... Like, I don't even...
I certainly hope that was, like, just...
Yeah.
Over-exaggerated. Yeah,
I was
just talking.
Just
you're, like, bravado. I certainly hope that wasn't the philosophy.
Yeah, no kidding. Does he do that?
You just go around
Does
grabbing...
Does anybody do that?
Go around grabbing crotch.
No kidding.
Well, supposedly, remember old Teddy Kennedy? His thing was to just walk out of the bathroom naked. That was his go-to. It's like he would have, like women in his room, like staff meetings or whatever, and then he would just walk out naked, like, oh... Sorry, forgot everyone was here.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that out of the realm.
Do you think this hurts him at all?
Here's my thing. I feel like if you're a Trump supporter, you don't care about this.
Right.
And I feel like if you do, you already aren't going to vote for him. So I'm going to say no. This doesn't affect him that much. It probably should, but...
Well...
Was anyone surprised that he said any of these
it's
things?
It's not surprising at all. But it's... again, reason number 8,175, you know, but I think it's way down the list, you know? It's like there, if you, it just goes back to the, most people believe that he is deplorable. Okay? So there is nothing that he can do now to add to that. Like,
maybe that's the genius of Donald Trump.
There's just nothing.
You set the bar so low that there's no way that you can put it any lower.
He's a horrible human.
You can
and
just
so
trip
this
over
is
it.
Just a shrug. It is.
And by the way, this guy does point out that we will hear Bill Clinton talking to Donald Trump. It'll just be on Saturday Night Live, and it's going to be glorious. I cannot wait for SNL. And the next debate, when is that with Old Hills?
Next week, I think.
Well, this could be fun. I wonder if someone's going to bring this up. And then supposedly the WikiLeaks people have the goods on Hillary.
Oh, good.
That they've been talking about releasing. So we got a chance to have a couple.
You think there's...
Yeah, but they were supposed to release those like a week ago and nothing's happened.
Yeah, and then they were saying that they were like, that there was like a security threat, that they were afraid for their lives.
Is she talking about grabbing bulges?
I don't know, but wouldn't that be something? If Hillary's like, look, I'm Hillary. I'm the Secretary of State. I can do what I want. I just grab ween and no one does anything about it.
What
it's
if
a conversation between her and Paul Allen's sister. It's Hillary Clinton and Jody just out there hanging out with the Navy SEALs, grabbing ween.
Maybe she's saying the exact same thing Donald Trump is saying.
Yeah.
Word for word.
I just like to go
around
over
beautiful
and,
women, I just kiss them.
I just go over and grab some crotch. It's all good.
I'm Hillary Clinton.
I do whatever the hell I want.
I'll grab your I'll grab your package.
Gosh. Ah, election 2016.
Show,
it really is. Like, you can't script it. And the best part is, like, if this came out, think about this, like, when the last one we had was, you know, you have Romney or an Obama or McCain and Obama. So if you had any of those three guys that got caught saying this, think about the S storm.
God, I know.
That it creates. But in this election.
Doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it's like a blip on the radar. And if Hillary came out with something just as damning as this, would any, same thing, like, we don't like you anyways, but. We got to vote for one of you. And meanwhile, Gary Johnson's like, really? Like, I don't know. I don't know where Syria is, and that's my big problem. That guy's just screaming. Someone pay attention to me.
Well, I think, you know my opinion. I think the Donald was already sunk. It doesn't matter. He's not going to win anyway. But this certainly can't help him.
What if he gets a bump in the race? The ratings.
You're like, yeah,
this.
Regular dude.
Yeah, you know what? Really connects. I want to see him spin this and go on the debate and talk about how he's just a regular average American that likes to grab some crotch and you can relate to me and gets like a 2-point bump in the polls.
good times. Well, Billy Bush now, they're saying, could be fired from the Today Show because...
Well, women watch that.
Yeah, see, it hurts him way more than Donald.
Because when you're on the Good Morning America Today, like Regis, yeah. You know, and Kelly,
we
those type of shows...
We all knew Trump was a loser.
It's all...
Not him.
It's all a female audience. And so if you piss off the... Especially the olds. If you piss off, like, Midge in Iowa, you're not going to last very long. So old Billy might be in more trouble here than old Donald.
All right, coming up next, do you have anything over there?
Yeah, I got a couple different things. I've got chicken head news.
Oh, the chicken head in the...
Yeah, I want to... We need to discuss this and whether or not that's real. Because I don't know if I buy that.
Okay.
I also have hurricane... I have a hurricane question for you.
Oh, you're coming to the right place.
Yeah. I got a hot hurricane question that I'd like to pose to you of whether or not I should feel sympathy for people.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
No, I'm going to.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm going to.
Don't do it.
I'm going to ask the question.
Just don't.
I'm going to ask the question.
Just don't.
The question will be asked.
Are you talking about, like, the people that go surfing?
We'll talk about it when we come back, because there's two
lot of people. Not talking about Haiti.
No. Oh, Lord, no.
Okay.
What the hell option do the people of Haiti have?
You said sympathy. You didn't have sympathy for people. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Those damn Haitians should all get on their yachts and motor away from the island. Yeah, they don't have a lot of choice. Talking about people that have options.
Okay. Just making sure.
Jeez. The club continues next on The Fan.
So why would you ever pay more for a gym membership?
Can I get a hot tub?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, we were talking about... Lynch.
Oh.
Lynch asked whether or not in 100 swings, if you could hit...
one Canley Jansen slider.
Yeah, and my response to that was not in a million years. Not only does his ball, his slider travel 96, it dips, it rises at times, and it breaks a good solid 8 to 10 inches across the plate. Oh, and on top of that, he's 6'6", and I would probably soil myself standing in the box the moment he threw inside.
This is a big game here, a good game. Dodgers, Nationals down to the final out.
I think that's one of the...
Dodgers are winning, by the way.
Underrated, intimidating experiences in sports. Like, everyone thinks, like, if you lined up behind center for a play, obviously that would be really scary. Like, J.J. Watt barely down on you, or, I don't know, like, in hockey, you're taking a hit from, you know, taking a charge from a center in the NBA. But I think there's something uniquely terrifying about stepping in the box against someone like Jansen, like I said, 6'5", who throws high 90s, knowing that that ball could be aimed at your head. No way. I'd be so scared.
The scariest one might be Randy Johnson. All lanky. His arm is out where your head is. You think the ball's coming right at you.
You remember Armando Benitez for the Mets and the Orioles?
Yeah.
He threw in the high 90s, and not only that, but at least, I'm going to say one out of every 10 games, he would plant one between someone's shoulder blades. I remember he hit Tino Martinez once right in between the 2 and the 4, and Tino Martinez did this little, you do like the angel wings where you get the T-Rex arms.
That's the Dorn.
Roger Dorn. And you just kind of make this noise. And then you crumpled your knees. And I just
what
think about what...
make?
What that must feel like to get hit between the shoulder blades. So all you would have to do to make sure that I never hit one of his sliders was put the first one like 8 inches from me, a foot from me inside, and I would never go near another one again. Thanks, but no thanks.
I can never be a cameraman because I would be looking through all the chicks in the crowd.
I think that's what they do quite a bit. That's what they do between innings.
Dodgers win 4-3. Game over. So, okay, let's get to your hot Haiti opinions. And let's brace the public here. You're about to be offensive.
No, I'm not.
Is it East Coast bias offensive?
This is not.
Because I got in trouble for that.
Yeah. No, that hurricane is scary. Like 900 people have died in Haiti. And those people, that breaks my heart because they knew that was coming and there's nowhere to go. Like half the buildings look like they're from bedrock. Like Fred Flintstone lives in them. There's nothing you can do. And you just have to sit there and wait for it. And it's only going to get worse with the aftermath. That stuff breaks my heart. What I'm talking about is, so for a week now, they've known this is coming. And I saw today, I was reading through a couple different news reports where they have offered mandatory evacuation for most of northern Florida. They're going house to house and telling people, please leave. You need to leave. They're even telling them that they're going to shut off their water because in the little islands off there and then the lowlands, they can't afford any of the sewer pipes to break and contribute to the flooding. So they're shutting off water. And there's been all kinds of people that have basically told them, F you, I'm not leaving. Government, don't tell me what to do. Well, now that the hurricane is bearing down on them as a Category 4 and is set to do major devastation, and people have seen what it's done in the Caribbean and in Haiti, now these people are bitching because the government has told them that we're not coming for you till after the weekend. Like, they're like paramedics, cops, all those people have left. Like, we don't have any emergency personnel. They've all left. And now those people are screaming from the mountaintop that we're stuck, and the government is telling them, you just have to sit in your home and barricade yourself. And now these people are crying foul that they're being forced to wait out the hurricane. And now there's some people that are out there like on jet skis and on kite boards. Like, do you have any? I have zero sympathy for
none.
Those people.
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
So like if that guy.
That's an easy one.
I feel bad, but like if that guy's house collapses on him or someone and they die.
Sorry.
That's kind of my thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, is there any sort of sympathy for a human stuck in a terrifying situation? But they did everything in their power to put themselves in that situation. And what is that? When they tell you that one of the worst hurricanes in years is coming to your doorstep, what is that mentality that makes you be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to ride this one out.
It's like the guy, wasn't there that old man that...
St. Helens?
Yeah. He refused to leave.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't going anywhere.
And then he died. Yeah, I don't know what that is, man.
That's not
it's
tragic.
A fear thing. Like, scared to go. I mean, they don't know where to go, you know, maybe.
But isn't anywhere better than in the path of the Category 4 hurricane?
I feel like this comes down to the very basic fight or flight, but you can't fight a storm, so you should just leave.
Yeah, and this guy points out there are people throwing hurricane parties. That was the other one
on
the
news. What does that mean?
Where people are gathering together as the hurricane hits and they're getting S-faced and having parties. Like, woo, hurricane! I kind of am rooting for the hurricane. I, for once in my life, and this is where I thought it might be controversial, I'm kind of pro-hurricane. I not only have zero sympathy for him, if you're having a hurricane party, meanwhile hundreds, if not thousands of people have died because of this, I'm kind of hoping for the palm tree to fall on you. I kind of feel like there's some karmic justice coming your way.
Or they survive the hurricane and then a week later get struck by lightning.
Yeah, something like that. Like, they're like,
by a bus.
They're like, F you, Mother Nature, you can't get me. And then like a random coconut falls on them and kills them.
Yeah, but you know, I was watching the warnings, you know, all the weather guys were like, hey, dude, this is serious.
Yeah, this is no joke.
And immediately after, they show a shot of the coastline, and people are out surfing.
Yeah. It's just like living it up.
They're like, what, brah?
I kind of want those people to get the business. I don't know about death, but I'd like a near-death experience. I'd like them to soil themselves out in the ocean while they're kite surfing. Like, hey, let's go out and let's party. This happened in New York, remember, when the hurricane hit a couple years ago and they had the video of that a-hole out there on the jet ski, like tearing it up in New York Harbor. Like, yeah, bro. Like, they're all Bodhi from Point Break. 100-year storm. I'm going to ride the wave. Like, they're going to ride the wave into Valhalla. Well, I hope they meet Odin while they're there, because I hope the ocean swallows your dumb ass.
Sudden.
All right. Well, I think we have one final segment here. Is that right? Because we've got some hot high school football action coming up.
West Lynn versus Tigard.
Yeah, man. So we'll peel off that segment next.
One more for the road.
One more for Harambe.
D's out for Harambe.
That's so old.
R.I.P.
Did you see the Harry Potter thing, though?
No.
The Harry Potter Harambe?
What does that mean?
So I guess you can go, like, there's a Harry Potter website where you go and you find out whatever your clan tribe, whatever the hell. You're a Harry Potter dude. What do they call it?
You're a dork.
I didn't want to say that, but.
Well, hey, it's true, whatever.
Yeah, you're a Harry Potter nerd. What do you, like, what's the club that you join? Like the Slytherin and all that crap.
Oh, like the house?
The house you join.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a website where you go on there and like you take a questionnaire and you get your house.
All right. So you go to the Sorting Hat.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing. So I guess there's an animal, like you get like a spirit animal. What the hell's that thing called? You get like a, you get an animal.
Don't act
like you don't know.
No. It starts with a P, right?
Yeah. Whatever that thing is.
Yeah, Patronus. That's it. Patronus.
you get one of those.
Oh, man.
So apparently people like hacked into the site. And so when people were on there, they were giving them Harambe as their spirit animal. And it was all the rage. So everyone was trying desperately to go on there and get Harambe as like their spirit animal. And the author of, is it J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
Had to go out and issue a statement to Harry Potter fans everywhere and say that Harambe is not one of the animals you can get. Stop trying to get it. Stop emailing us about it. Harambe is not in the Harry Potter world.
I am a monkey fan.
Because everyone wanted Harambe as their, whatever that thing that Lynn said, their little Harry Potter animal. Yeah.
Wow.
Harambe will never die, man. He lives on forever.
Let's hope. Okay, let's hope.
D's out for Harambe.
Let's go to Mike with SportsCenter.
Always $9.95 per month. So why would you ever pay more for a gym membership?
Can I get a hot tub?
That's funny. You know what? I wish we could talk about that.
Yeah, you can't have that conversation.
Can't talk about that.
No,
I think
no,
Mike's
we can't.
Right. He's right. We were ranking possible 1080 the fan murderers.
Yeah.
And who he has number one on the list, I think he's right.
Well, you can't say it because I think we're all fearful of outing this guy and then having him turn on us.
Right.
There's clearly one guy here that you don't want to be on the list.
There are a couple candidates.
Yeah, but there's one especially that you don't want to be on top of the list.
Look, you ain't that far down the list, pal.
Well, I don't think it's that I've killed people. I think it's that I have potential to kill someone.
Well, what's the difference?
Have you been practicing your eyebrow raises?
I'm working on it. What I've discovered is, because most of the resting souk face, the stabby vibe, I feel like that the gym that happens a lot. And what I've taken to is chewing gum while I work out. Someone suggested that, and it keeps me from being in resting bitch face. Because there's like, you don't...
Your face is not resting because you are chewing.
Yes, and so I've taken to doing that. And supposedly, that's going to help me, and that's the best thing I can come up with. The eyebrow raise just makes me look like I want to stab you.
Do you chew it like Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, you got to do like a cow chews his cud.
Hey, babe.
You got to work that thing over. And I found that since doing that, that's worked out a little bit. But see, now, if you're ranking potential to kill, yes, I understand why I'm at the top of the list. But if you're saying has killed, no, I'm way down the list of has killed.
You're not at the bottom.
No, I'm not. Who's at the bottom? Dusty? Dusty couldn't kill anyone.
Oh, totally Dusty.
Dusty doesn't have murder in his blood.
Everybody loves Dusty.
Far from it.
He's the most normal guy there is.
He is the most normal guy. He's the one guy that if he ended up killing and we were all on the news, he'd be like, never saw it coming.
Dare
not
you
a
say
chance.
Dusty's basic?
He's basic?
Yeah, that's the term they use for females who all do the exact same thing. Basic.
Basic?
What? Are you throwing shade at Dusty right now?
No, I'm just saying.
Look at this nerd up at the plate for the
he's
Giants.
He's a normal person.
Whoa.
Who's that guy?
Why is my accountant hitting for the San Francisco Giants?
Tomlinson?
I think his name is Kelby.
That's even his
better.
First name?
I believe.
I've never seen that guy.
Is he Clark Kent? Is he going to take off his glasses and fly around the bases?
Yeah, Kelby Tomlinson.
Wow. He looks like Hawkins from Predator. Wow. I have not seen him either. Is he a regular for them?
No, he doesn't play every day.
No, I don't remember him and when they took on the Mets. And why does Hunter Pence wear shorts?
He doesn't. He wears pants.
No, those aren't pants.
Yes, they are.
They're above the knees.
Well, he rolls them up.
Yes, but they're culottes. But he wears pants that are above his knees. And I don't understand it, and it frightens me.
All right. Tigard is playing West Lynn tonight. Am I right about that?
You are.
And you're going to hear it.
Well, if you tune into it. And you should.
Right here.
Otherwise, the clowns will come for you.
Okay. So listen to that. That is coming up next. Sports page with me tomorrow. Duck game, 4:30. See you there. And then we'll be back Monday at 3 to talk about everything that happened over the weekend. So have a great weekend, and we'll catch you Monday here on The Fan. High School Football is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.